Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now we're going to talk about competing offers.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've got a crazy market out there. In many cases, you're looking at not being the only buyer interested in a home right when it hits the market. So let's talk about that circumstance, the circumstance of competing offers. How is a seller going to look at this opportunity, and how can a buyer compete? First, I would suggest that when you're looking at competing offers as a buyer, you're going to have to understand that the seller's not going to just take your offer because it was the first one in the door. Hopefully, they're wiser than that. And unfortunately, most of them do have a realtor by their side telling them to get the highest and best opportunity, means giving a little breathing time for the buyers to come forward. And I do mean a little breathing time. You may see out in the marketplace when you're looking at a home that the realtor has put out there for the seller, hey, all offers will be reviewed next Wednesday at 4. And that's the line. That's the time that they'll review all the offers. So trying to get in there in the first hour and trying to get the first offer in will not distract the seller from their plan. And that's where you're going to have other challenges, because being the fastest is not as difficult as being the best. Let's talk about what the best looks like. They're going to ask you for your highest and best offer just coming in the door, and I would encourage you to consider going ahead and laying that out there. Holding on to anything when you're competing for the house doesn't make sense. Not suggesting you overpay, but you do need to put your best foot forward. By doing so, you'll get the best opportunity at getting at least a counteroffer. For example, if you have cash and you go in strong, you are very likely going to be the one that gets a response from the seller. That is to say, the seller will want to go with cash first because there's no financing conditions. And even if your offer is a little bit below the competition, you're the strongest buyer. So if there's a way for you to look like the strongest buyer, let's do it. Next, flex where you can. Communicate with buyers, the seller's side of the transaction. Talk about where you have flexibility in regards to a timing for possession, where you have flexibility in the closing date, those things that you can give to the seller as a concession that doesn't hurt much on your end. And finally, I'd suggest go ahead and tell your personal story a little bit. I've had a recent buyer who did tell the story in a letter to the seller, and it stole their heart, and so she got the counteroffer. So there's a lot of approaches for the highest and best. So when competing, make sure that you show your financial strength, you offer your highest and best, you flex where you can to benefit the seller, and you tell your personal story. I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.